to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, get ready for the best morning show on the internet. It's time for Sam in the Morning with Bridgetta, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Wednesday. It's December 26th.
Yes, the day after my B-Day.
Thank you for being here, Bridgetta. Yes. I saw you tweet this morning. I'm like, what did you tweet? You tweeted like you're still...
I think I'm still wasted.
Yeah, you're still wasted. Hungover or
Holy
something.
Holy hangover.
Yeah.
Holy hangover.
You wrote, fuck my life.
FML. Yeah. Fuck my life. You know, it's always that last drink that does it.
Uh-huh.
Like, why did I take that last drink?
Right.
Why did I drink it? I know why I drank it. Actually, let me just explain to you why I drank it.
Okay.
So, after our, you know, we had a fun, I'll start with the day actually earlier, and then we'll get to where, what happened.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yesterday, I went downtown to Chinatown, which was so much fun, because it was the only place that's open.
Right.
And I had never been to dim sum. I didn't know what dim sum was.
Oh,
so,
what is it?
It's like where these, you go to like this restaurant, and these like Chinese ladies push around these carts,
mm-hmm.
and then they like try and serve you food. Like, they actually get really mad if you don't take their food. It's
really?
So funny. They're on these trays and their carts.
Uh-huh.
And I guess because they get paid by what they're selling.
Oh, okay.
By,
that's
like,
why.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I didn't want anything. Like, I was like, no, I'm good. No, I'm good. Like, so anyway, it was cool. Like, cool experience because I'd never experienced that before. And it was awesome. So as we're doing that, then we leave and we go experience Chinatown. I went to this herb shop, got all these herbs, which was cool. I was excited. And then, I don't know, I just started being silly. I'm completely sober, just being an idiot.
Really?
So I started finding, like, things to take pictures of. Because I thought, I was just so amused. I'm like, I feel like we're in China. Like, the way
yeah.
the buildings were, you know?
I know?
We did go to Buddhist temple, and that was cool. And I did my prayers, and, you know, and that was... It's pretty awesome, you know?
Yeah, they have a Buddhist temple there,
yeah,
too?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
So I did that, and then this is where it
started.
It's
funny how the things are, like, around town. We
yeah,
haven't been there,
you never
know?
Knew.
Yeah.
And it's really cool. It's a really cool temple. And then that's how it started, because then there was this horse that was just, statue was just sitting there, and the horse's eyes were, like, popping out like it was running away.
Mm.
It was a statue. And I'm like, well, now I want to ride it. So, and then my girlfriends are like, oh my God, don't do that. Don't do that. I'm like, no, now I am doing it. I'm absolutely doing it right now. Absolutely am. But this is happening.
So it was like what, a life-size horse or
yes.
something? Really?
So I mounted it. I mean, I didn't see any other reason why not to.
Yeah, that's
you
true.
You know? They're like, oh my God, yeah, this is kind
even
of
though you're in the middle of all these Chinese people.
They're
there.
Like, this is kind of disrespectful. I'm like, is it? Because I'm outside. It's not like I'm inside the temple doing it. I paid my respects. You know, this is outside, and this is my birthday, and damn it, now I'm going to literally mount the horse. Now I'm doing it. It's happening. So I did, took pictures, and then they thought it was funny, and then one of my other girlfriends took pictures, and then we're cracking up, and then we go to this, like, one shop, like this stupid trinket shop, because there's all these stupid toys that you can get, you know? So my girlfriend buys me a crown, a tiara. This is the birthday tiara I was wearing all day yesterday. So I'm wearing this stupid tiara, which is so stupid. And it was funny. Everyone and all these people were looking at me like, this girl is crazy.
Yeah.
So then I decided to get on the kiddie ride, which you can barely get on. And literally, like, I sit on, like, I don't know how my butt is sitting in this little kiddie ride. But it does. It fits in there.
They let you actually on the thing?
Who's going to stop me at this point?
Well, I don't know. There's got to be an operator there.
No, you put a quarter in and, like,
oh, I see.
Around.
Okay. I thought it was like
it's
a little
Chinatown.
Train or something.
We're in Chinatown.
Yeah.
It's like you had a quarter. Yeah, there's no person watching it. So then I'm like, this is funny. So I took pictures there. And then we bought my other girlfriend a Chinaman hat. You know what those Chinaman hats are?
Yeah.
It's like there's like a teepee on your head.
Right.
It's
yeah.
Like a triangle
it's
on
like
your
a
head.
Cone or something.
Yeah, yeah, it's like a cone head.
Yeah.
Like your triangle cone head.
Right.
Well, it was so ridiculously funny. I'm like, you're wearing this. She wore it. And we were just cracking up, dying laughing, like, you know, finding stupid places for photos. And then I saw the lion. And I'm like, I have to plank the lion. This thing was so hard to plank. And it was funny. Like, all these China people were like, China people. I'm sorry, Chinese people. Were looking at us and pointing and laughing. They thought it was funny.
Yeah.
Because I'm planking the
lion.
You're
like monkeys in a zoo for them.
Completely. You let me loose. You know? And so I did it, but it was so hard to plank. I couldn't get my legs up.
Yeah.
It was like this weird, awkward balance. And then it was going into my stomach, and I'm like, I feel like my insides are being squeezed out.
Wow, but you had to do it.
I had to, and so it wasn't the perfect plank, I will say, you know? But then everyone else did it after me.
Yeah.
And then that was like the Egger honor. And then I was sitting... What the hell is going on?
What did you
I don't know. My iTunes iPad started going crazy.
Whoa, it's
like I said, I'm still
sounds
drunk.
Sounds like midnight mass or something.
It's my om mantra. I'm clearly still drunk. I don't know what just happened. Anyway, so then I'm sitting on the bench and I'm eating ice cream because all I wanted was ice cream at that point. So I eat ice cream and I'm just sitting there and I'm looking around and I'm like, oh, I found my next picture spot. And the girls are like, what? And I'm like, just hold the camera. I'm probably going to get in trouble. Wow. So take a bunch of pictures.
Uh-huh.
So I go over to the store and there's like, you know, all these like mannequins, Chinese mannequins. So I move them and I got in the middle of it and I'm like, which one of these is not like the other? You know?
So the mannequins were like outside the store.
Yeah, and they were dressed in Chinaman clothes. And one of the girl mannequins had a tiara like mine.
Really?
So I was like, oh my God, this is so perfect.
Yeah. So why did you have to move them around? What
so
happened
I could
there?
Fit in the middle of them.
Oh, I see.
And I told everybody it was my family. This is my Christmas family. And so we took pictures. And then they wanted to get in, so they got into. And then
And you weren't drunk at the time,
no,
right?
No, I'm completely sober. Yes. This is just me.
This is your normal self.
This is me normal. Right. Like, I'm just, I don't know, I'm crazy.
Duh.
I know. And my girlfriend Lisa was like, God, Brigetta, you are so nutty. I'm like, I know, but this is why you love me. And then I spy the prize winning photo of what I'm gonna do. There is a town Christmas tree in the middle of Chinatown and with presents, fake presents. I was curious about the presents. I wanted to know if anything was in them. I got this image of me jumping in there and unwrapping all the presents. Like, it would be really funny. And then I'm like, no, I'm not doing that.
That's but not very funny.
No, but I thought it would be funny. It would actually be really messed up, but I just had the image of doing it. So then I was like, well, now I got to jump in there just to like shake them around.
Yeah.
It should be funny. I want people's reactions. I want to see what they're going to do. So there's gates all around this tree. So of course I took the gates apart and jumped through the gate. And I told her, I was like, I'm definitely getting in trouble for this.
Wow.
One. And I jumped in.
Yeah, it takes balls.
I jumped in the middle of the presents and I was shaking them and taking pictures of them. And then this family got mad. They were really mad.
Really?
And then they went and told security and security's coming out. And I was trying to joke around with security and I told him, I said, you better be careful because my family over there is going to stare you down. They're mannequins.
Yeah.
Of course they're staring him down. He didn't understand what I was saying. And I'm like, they're staring at you. Right now they're eyeballing you. They're going to come over and they're going to get you. They're eyeballing you. Do you not see their eyes staring? And like, I don't know, it's just being ridiculous. He was like, I'm like, but it's okay. It's my birthday. It's okay. I'm allowed here. Yeah. And he's like, what is wrong with this girl?
Yeah.
And I'm like, these presents are for me because it's my birthday. This tree was put there for me. It's okay. And he did not think that was funny.
Wow. I would have called the police on you.
I ran out.
We have a fucking nutcase out here.
I ran out and I put it back. Well, actually, I didn't put it completely back together because the gate wouldn't close after I did it. It wouldn't hook back because they were like the hookable gates that hooked to each other. I couldn't figure out how to hook this stupid thing back in. So I was like, fuck it. I'm over it. It's moved back. Like, you do it. It's your job.
Whoa.
And so then we just kind of took off at that point.
Wow.
It was funny.
So you went to cause trouble in Chinatown.
It was so funny.
Yeah.
Yes, I did. And then I went, I forgot. And then I went and played like Super Lotto something, whatever. I had a dream that I should play the lottery. So
really?
I went and I did
so
it.
So you did?
Here's what's fucked up.
Yeah.
I played three games, and normally I usually watch the games a little bit. I watch the numbers, and then I play.
Right.
I didn't have time because they were rushing me. So I just played. Uh-huh. I was off by one number on each one.
Wow.
Yeah. Like if it was 14, 18, 19, I was like 15, 19, 20.
Wow.
Like it was like one number ahead. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I was like, whoa, okay, I got to play again because I know, like, let me watch and then I'll be on.
Uh-huh.
They wouldn't let me. So
that's no, huh?
No. That's all right. And so then I came home and cleaned and then everyone came over. And I baked a shit ton of pasta for everybody. I had a gluten-free and a gluten-free sauce. And then I had the regular and the regular sauce in my kitchen.
Yeah.
And cookies and all kinds of stuff. And then everyone came over. You came over.
Right.
And we played cards.
Yes, we did.
We did.
What was the game called?
Asshole.
Asshole. Okay. That explains it.
I love that game. It's like the best game. And then you guys were all mad. Or was it you? Well, everyone was like, you're cheating. You're cheating, Brigetta. Oh, I'm not cheating at cards.
Yeah, no, I didn't care about that.
It's a strategy. I've played it since I was 14.
Right.
14, 15. So, like, of course, I'm good at the game.
Yeah, you're an expert at it.
They're just mad because they didn't like my thumb rule. Or the other rules. You skip me and you drink half your drink.
Oh, so that was your rule?
Yeah. When you're president twice in a row and then... You know, the four or five times that we've played, you get to make your own rules up.
Mm.
And you need to go. I didn't make anyone do the waterfall, which I should have.
Right.
But anyway.
Well, especially while you were drinking, you drank like a whole bottle, right? I mean, what were you drinking? Like whiskey, right?
It was Honey Jack.
Honey Jack.
And it was a small bottle.
Yes.
Yes. God, you make me sound like an alcoholic.
Duh.
It was my birthday.
I know. But at the same time, you know, I could never drink that much, you know. But
it was a small bottle.
Yeah, but still.
It wasn't like it was the normal size regular Jack Daniels bottle, which, by the way, yes, I did drink half that bottle when I was away in New Mexico. But this was a small, like how many liters is that? 16 liters? 16 ounces?
It was probably like a pint or something, no? Like,
I don't know. It's probably like 1 liter. Yeah, a pint.
Yeah.
It's probably a pint. Like, this is a pint of water. So
yeah.
It would be like, it was like a pint.
Right.
So, yes, I did drink that.
You finished the whole fucking thing straight, too, right?
Yeah, on the rocks. Is there any other way? It's Honey Jack.
Man, you can sure fucking drink, let me tell you.
You would think there'd be some Irish in me. There's definitely not.
No, but you love your booze, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it was fun anyway. So, we were playing those games, which was fun. And then then we played Mafia.
Yeah.
Which was funny.
And you were just a riot, man.
I don't like, because it always happens. And I knew who it was.
Yeah.
And then I was frustrated because I'm always going to, they're going to kill me off right away because, first of all, I have to be the one to start what goes on because no one knows how to play. And you're supposed to start accusing each other right away of, you did it, I know you killed this person, I know your mob, blah, blah, blah.
Mm.
And you have to cause, and I know like only Mary and I are the ones that are going to be, you know, teach everyone how to play. But that being said, once I called who it was out, then I knew I was going to die because they know that I'm going to keep getting everyone to vote them off and then they wouldn't win the game. So what did I say? I said, I know that I'm going to be voted off to die and just know that if I'm voted off tonight or this round, that it's these two that are the mob that are voting me off. What happened? I got voted off and you guys didn't vote them off. I was like, dude, you guys aren't listening. You're not. I played
well,
this game.
Well, no, I went for that. Yeah. I went for Carrie. You know, did it turn out to be her?
Yeah,
it was.
It's her.
I knew it was because, you know, after they chose the people, she was like polishing up her gun or something, right, with her hand.
Right.
So I figured she's got something to do there.
I was like, first of all, she's drunk. Yeah. Why did you pick her? I mean, really?
Yeah.
She just gave it away. Like and that's the thing. I read people, and I know everyone there. You guys don't all know each other that well, but I know everyone there. I know everyone's mannerisms. Right. I've played this game tons of times, and so I know how people change. It's funny when you're mob. Your aura, like your like essence of you changes.
Yeah.
It's like you don't want anyone to know, like, I'm actually the bad guy in this game. And like, but you change to act like you're nothing.
Right. And which, you kind of feel special maybe because you were picked. You
right.
know?
Yeah. But what's funny is when I'm mob, you have no idea. Like, because I am the same asshole that I am playing during the game that I'm not. Like, I just, and maybe it's because I'm in acting.
Yeah.
And Mary's the same. Though you can usually tell with her.
Yeah.
It's funny, people slightly change when they're the bad guy in
That's
the game.
Interesting.
Yeah, it is interesting.
Yeah.
So anyway,
it's a game called Mafia.
Mafia.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a really fun game. You guys that are out there, you should Google it and play it. And it's a good, like, you know, not drinking game. It's just a good game to play with a bunch of people. There's no drinking involved in it.
Right.
It's just a fun, like, I don't know, who did it game.
Yeah.
Like murder mystery kind of game. It's fun. It's so fun. I love it. It's my favorite game.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So then after that happened, then Mary's like, we got this idea to go bowling. Okay, because I'm in the condition to go bowling.
Yeah.
By the way, I slammed my hand on the door last night.
You did?
So it's purple today and, like, really hard to touch. That sucks. Yeah, that was weird.
So I would imagine the shit happens to you all the time when you drink, right? I mean, you get your finger caught in things.
This happens normally. This would have happened whether there was booze in me or not.
Okay.
Are you kidding? Like, I'm a walking disaster.
Yes. If there's a way to break your leg, you're going to do it.
I'm going to find out. Just because, I don't know. I don't pay attention to what's around me. That's the thing. I'm so like, da, 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 da. Oh, where'd the wall get there? You know, like, I'm like half retarded sometimes. I don't know. I'm so concentrated on other things that are going on in my brain that I don't notice what's going on around me.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we go to the bowling alley, and I get there, and I go to get a drink, and I was like, it's my birthday. And the girl's like, I'm not serving you. And
really?
I'm like,
wow,
I had to talk her into serving me. So I did. I was like, no, this is me. Because I was like, I'm very good at negotiating.
Even when you have booze in you.
Yeah. I was like, look, you know, I am ridiculously silly. Anyway, I was like, if you watch my Facebook today, I did all these stupid things completely sober. I'm just retarded. I'm happy, you know, go lucky, whatever. It's my birthday. I really want a fruity drink while I'm going to bowl. Because it is the reason you have the bar here and bowling, it goes together, right?
Yeah.
So anyway, I talked her into it. So she gave me a drink. So I was like, that's cool. So we go down and we bowl. I'm really horrible bowler. Like horrible. Horrible, really? Horrible, horrible. But I have fun doing it. So I go down and, of course, I'm the girl that I have to like spread my legs and put the ball between my legs and bowl it. It's the only way that I hit anything. But I got a strike, so I was doing my strike dance. And, well, actually, okay, I'll take that back. At first, I rolled the ball down, and it bounced back. Because the machine came down. Like, I feel like someone was messing with me. I don't know. I don't know what happened. So it bounced back, so I was like, oh, my God, that's really funny.
Yeah.
So I went down to get it. Like, it was stuck in the middle.
Yeah.
And I was like, whatever. So then I got in trouble, went down with my shoes. Oh, and they're like, there's oil everywhere. Now you're going to slide. And, like, that's what I want to do. I want to slide and dance. Like, that was kind of the point. So I've never been in such a strict, like, bowling alley. Like, you could go to, like, Lucky Strike, and they're not strict. They think it's funny, you know?
Right.
Like, I can do whatever I want there. And here they're like, oh, no, you must change your shoes after you cross the line. And I'm like, seriously? This is retarded. They did. They ripped the shoes off me and made me change my shoes.
No, there's a reason why you wear the special shoes.
I get
shoes,
that it's safety,
know?
And then there's oil on that part. But, like, how, so what? It's kind of fun. You know, just
yeah,
like,
but they're
relax.
Liable for people there.
Anyway.
Whatever happens, you know.
Not
but
really.
Isn't it unusual to have a full bar at a bowling alley?
No.
No? They have those?
Lucky Strike is so much better.
I haven't been
totally
bowling in so long, I don't know what's going on in there.
Yeah.
But it's fun. I remember bowling being fun, you know?
Yeah. Bowling is fun.
Yeah.
And it was fun until I got kicked out.
Oh, so you got kicked out.
So what happened was, I got a strike, and I was doing strike dances, and it was funny, and I was dancing around. The songs that were on, they were all good songs, and I was making up dances, and, like, the whole team next to me, they're a bunch of, like, gay guys that are so awesome. They were kind of encouraging me, because they were dancing with me,
yeah.
And they were taking photos, and they're like, this is video of Brigetta. This is, and I was, it was funny. I will say, they played back the video for me, and I'm like, that's kind of funny. I don't know. So I was being egged on, you know?
Yeah.
So if I know that I have an audience, now I'm going to act up even more.
Oh, God.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
There's a full audience. Okay. So I'm being more ridiculous, and I scored again. I'm doing my strike dance. Well, the guy, somebody threw another ball on top of another ball, and it was not me this time.
Mm.
Though the last three times were me. This time was not me.
But they thought it was you, probably.
And the guy came down, and I was doing my strike dance. And so he came up, and I was doing my strike dance around him. He got offended.
Really?
I went and told his manager that he was offended by my dancing.
What the
But
hell
I wasn't even,
you?
Like, doing anything. Like, I was being an idiot, like a chicken. Like, just being a complete retard. Like, honestly, it wasn't offensive. He went and told her, and he was offended. I guess she goes and tells Mary. Mary's like, great, now we're being kicked out because of you. And she's like, and I come here every Tuesday. You can't mess up my bowling league. And I'm like, hold up. Now you're being drunk, Mary. Let me go and talk to them and figure out what's going on. And yes, they're like, you're being kicked out. I'm like, are you kidding me? For dancing? For dancing.
Yeah.
And so I went up and I talked to the manager and I was like, look. And it was the same girl that had served me. And I said, I want you to know I'm not this again. Like, this isn't just me being silly. If I offended somebody, I'm truly sorry. But I want to know what exactly did I do to offend and why wasn't I told just stop.
Right.
I won't do the strike dance anymore. Or I'll do it in the corner where no one looks at me. I don't know. Like, it was more of like the robot mixed with like the chicken strike dance.
Uh-huh.
It was kind of funny. Apparently the guy doesn't like robots. I don't know.
You made him feel stupid or something.
I don't know. But here's the thing. All he had to say to me was, hey, this makes me feel uncomfortable. But I wasn't even doing anything. Like, he walked through it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It wasn't like you were even supposed to be in that my table area. Anyway, you walked through it. And she's like, he's 19 and is really insecure. And I'm like, well, clearly, I can't do the chicken dance. This is so retarded. Do you understand our conversation right now, how stupid this sounds, that I can't do the chicken strike dance because one of your employees is offended by my robot chicken moves? This sounds completely asinine right now. And I'm mad. Now I'm really mad. And not only am I mad when I'm being kicked out, I'm now tweeting and Facebooking about it. And just so you know, I have 6,000 followers. So 6,000 people now know your place sucks.
Yeah.
And not only that, I'm going to go on the radio tomorrow and I'm going to talk about it.
Right.
And I am. And she's like, and I'm like, the only way you can fix this is by, and here's the thing, now I'm leaving anyway. Now I'm just mad. And now I'm going to leave no matter what.
Right.
But what you need to know as a manager, and I've managed places, what you need to know as a manager is you should have come up to me and said, hey, just stop dancing.
Right.
Don't throw me out. But you didn't do that. So now you've gone and pissed me off. And not only that, I blab everywhere and I write and I do all kinds of things. And I'm going to tell everyone that your place sucks. So everybody out in Glendale, do not go to Glendale Bowling on Glendale Boulevard.
All right. Do me that a favor and don't go.
Boycotting that shit.
Wow.
Anyway.
I mean, you turned the whole fucking town inside out yesterday. Chinese people don't know what the hell hit him.
It was really funny. My friend, he's Chinese. He's like, what are you doing to my people? I'm like, it's funny. Yeah. I went into this one store and I was trying on China clothes.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Do you have a desire to go to China at all?
I would love to.
Yeah, that would be cool, huh?
Yeah. I would. I was in my own world yesterday. That's the thing. I can have fun anywhere. You could put me in a box and I would have fun.
Yeah.
With the box.
That's good.
Might come apart, but I can't guarantee it'll stay together. But, you know, I'll make a cool animal with it.
Yeah. So you had a good Christmas/birthday.
I did. And you know what? Also, I saw the movie Life of Pi.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And?
I was throwing a hissy fit in the very beginning. I did not want to go see this movie. I was like, this is going to be the worst movie ever. Because it sounds like she told me it was about an animal and a boy.
Right.
Who gets lost.
Yeah, that's like, the picture.
And I'm like, an animal and a boy. This sounds interesting. I really want to get on that.
Yeah.
No, I want to go see John Reacher. I want to go see a shoot 'em up movie. Come on, please.
Right.
And she's like, no, you made me sit through Twilight. Therefore, you're going to sit through this. And I'm like, that's not fair. That's really not fair. And I was literally like, fine, I'm good thing I'm tired. I'm going to fall asleep anyway. I might as well get seats that are all up front because I'm spreading out. And I did. I spread out across two seats.
Mm-hmm. And you didn't watch the movie?
No, I watched it.
And?
I was just getting comfortable because I told her I was going to fall asleep.
Yeah.
I was being a brat. I really was. I'm just preparing for when I pass out so that I'm comfortable when I do because I know it's going to be boring as hell.
Yeah.
And guess what? And I admit it when I was wrong and I tweeted it. I was wrong. It was good.
It was a good movie.
It was actually good.
Wow.
Yeah, it was really good.
Even though you decided you're not going to watch it.
She made me go.
Yeah.
I mean, I was there.
Right.
It was on
And you
the
were going to go to sleep, and then you realized you
I
might
stayed
as well
awake.
Watch the movie.
I was just waiting for the boring parts to pass out. And actually, it kept me, you know.
Really?
It was funny.
So would you recommend it?
I recommend it, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. I'd say go see it. We saw it in 3D. So that maybe that's why, because the 3Ds were popping out at me. I don't know.
Oh, really?
Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
But it was good.
Is it fun to watch it in 3D?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Why not?
No, I don't know. With the glasses and shit, it irritates me sometimes.
No, you don't even know they're there.
No, you don't realize it, mm-hmm. huh? After mm-hmm. a while, you just forget about it.
Exactly.
Wow.
And I saw, so that was pretty good movie. Anyway, and then I saw The Hobbit.
Oh, yeah. Well, you had to see that
freaking
one.
Freaking awesome.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it long? Like 3 hours or something? Probably,
yeah.
huh?
It was like 2 hours,
yeah,
and a half.
They make those
2 hours, 40 minutes,
really long, yeah.
It was good. It was really good.
Yeah.
You know what I say about every movie is they're always, you know, 20 minutes too long.
Yeah.
Nowadays.
Many movies, yeah. They are long.
Every movie is.
Yeah. I want to see Django Unchained. Have you heard of that?
Oh, yeah. I want to see Django. Yeah.
Tarantino.
Yeah.
And
I do want to see Django.
Yeah. Apparently, that one is 2 hours and 45 minutes, too,
oh,
you know,
my God.
So it's a long movie. But
see, and this is where I get, like, I start thinking about the time, and I'm like, oh, my God, I'm ADD. I can't sit there.
Yeah. It's too long to sit for a movie.
Yeah. I was, like, the worst kid in class. Like, you know, picture me in school sitting there. I was the girl that had to keep getting up to go to the bathroom just to leave the freaking classroom.
Totally restless. Huh?
Oh my God, I would just go get water even though I didn't need water. I would just get up. Get me out of here. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Let me look outside. Let me do this. I was always in trouble because I just couldn't sit.
Right.
It would freak me out. So I guess like the time of sitting there freaks me out, like knowing that it's 2 hours and 45 minutes. I mean, The Hobbit, like I know it's going to be amazing. You know?
Right. So you didn't even feel the time.
No. Like Harry Potter, The Hobbit, Twilight, like those things like are going to keep my attention flowing. Given it's you know Tarantino, so I would think my attention would be flowing the whole time, and it's gonna be you know well.
A lot of violence and shit.
And
as always.
I'm good with that. I like that. That keeps my attention. That was my point. All these amazing movies are out, and you want me to go see what? An animal movie? Seriously? But it actually became funny. Like it was a funny movie.
Yeah. Isn't it like a spiritual story or something?
It is spiritual.
Right? Because I remember the book came out. I never read it, but I know of it. You know.
It is spiritual. And she was like, "You're gonna like this. You like spirituals." And I'm like, "Not." Here's the thing. If I'm gonna go into a movie theater, it better be really good graphics, because that's the point of going to the movie theater. Otherwise, I could just watch it at home. I'll wait for it to come out. You know, I don't need to go to the theater for it.
Right.
It's got to be like a shoot 'em up or like The Hobbit or Harry Potter or...
Right, like an epic kind of movie.
Something epic, exactly. Yeah. And but I will say it was cool to see the animals like that. It was pretty neat. So, you know,
but,
I'm not complaining.
But I guess the animals were not real at parts of the movie, I'm sure, you know, because I mean, these are wild animals and shit. So
they're
saying, you know, the tiger or whatever was not real.
It's really... How it ended was kind of like, whoa.
Really?
That's fucked up.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
But it's cool. Like, I mean, it's cool, but it makes you think. And then you're like,
no, I like movies like that.
You know? Yeah, and so then it makes you think what you would do in those situations. So it's interesting. I did like it. Like I said, I'd really recommend go seeing it.
Right.
For sure.
Yeah. You know, and so I think Django is starting when? Today, I think.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, maybe started last night
or something. I also want to see Les Mis.
Yeah, I heard that's pretty good. I don't know if I want to see it, but at the same time, because I don't really like musicals. Yeah, you know, and to see these people sing,
I'm
come on.
Kind of a musical freak.
Yeah,
I love it. I mean, of course, like, I haven't... It depends what, you know, only some films are done right.
Right.
You know, musical-wise. So, like, Rock of Ages is really good.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Because it got terrible reviews. I mean, I want to see it, but is it good?
I loved it.
Yeah.
I mean...
Is that a musical too?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
My friend is actually one of the producers.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah, I went to the play of it.
Oh, well, good thing I didn't see it.
Yeah.
I didn't read it.
No, it's good. I liked it. God, what else was... I've seen a lot of them. Like, I love, God, the Catherine Zeta-Jones one. That was my favorite. Can't think of what it's called.
The new one?
No. It was her and Queen Latifah, and, like, they were in the cell. Cell what? Tango. I can't remember all the songs, because I have the... Anyway, whatever. I loved it. Like, a lot of burlesque dancing, and it was cool. Can't remember the name of the stupid film. That's all right. I've been drinking. It's my excuse.
So how long does a hangover like this last for you?
I took a lot of vitamins, so I'll be fine soon.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it helps, huh?
Yeah.
Really?
B12, B6, and then I drank a bunch of them in here.
So
and then I'll make myself a shake, and then I'll be fine. Here's the weird thing. The next day that I'm hungover... After I have all my vitamins, I'm ready to go, like, gym.
Yeah.
I'm actually going to go to hot yoga to sweat it out, and then I'll be fine.
That's good, you know. I mean, at least you do that, you know, so you can sort of counteract the effects and everything.
I hope so. Tomorrow I'm going to Tahoe.
You going to Tahoe tomorrow? Wow. You sure know how to enjoy yourself, let me tell you. Is it snowy up there right now?
They had a storm. They got 5 feet of snow.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, I forgot. I went and saw Kavalia.
Oh, you did?
I did.
Yeah, I saw signs. They're bringing it to Burbank now. Did you see that? There's like signs around here.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. So how was it? That was the horse circus type
thing. Yeah, the horses, Cirque du Soleil type thing. It was cool. Right. It was really good. I think like kids would really love it too.
Yeah.
But it was cool. I liked it. Yeah? It was pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. It's unusual, huh?
Yeah.
Different.
Different, exactly.
Yeah.
So, and the way they, I like how it was like Renaissance type like outfits and...
Oh,
yeah,
really?
It was cool.
Wow, nice.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds good. Did you hear, like, on Monday, this guy ambushed firefighters back in New York? Yeah.
What is wrong?
There was a fire, okay? So they call the fire department. They're getting there. A few houses are burning. And this guy is starting to shoot the firemen with an assault gun. Killed two of them.
What?
And this was an ambush, you know? It's like first responders and shit. And I mean, it's like so bizarre.
This is
where? In New York, upstate New York, and this is such a terrible news. I mean, you know, and these were volunteer firefighters too.
Oh my God!
You know?
Wow.
How can people do this? So apparently, he had been convicted of killing his grandmother some time ago in 1981. So now this guy left a note. And he said that he hoped to burn down his neighborhood and kill as many people as possible.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. You know. So he just felt that he enjoyed killing people.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
What is wrong with people today? Like, what is going on? But you know what's going to happen? Again, like, here we go. Like, I wonder if they handed him, you know, and told him to do it. So that gun control, you know, that's a whole other thing. My conspiracy
told
theory.
Him to do it? Yeah.
No,
I don't think so, yeah.
I don't know.
But, you know, the thing is I have a problem with assault rifles, you know. I mean, you don't have to disarm the country, you know. People can have pistols to handguns to protect themselves and their families and everything. Nobody needs a fucking assault gun.
No,
an
I
automatic
agree
gun.
No one needs that. Definitely.
Automatic rifles and shit. I mean, this is for soldiers, you know. And that's how you kill. That's how you mass murder when you have these weapons.
Right.
So... Yeah, I think we need, there's some debate needed to happen here, you know. But I think the NRA is really being ridiculous sometimes, I think, in being so insistent and not even considering any other positions.
You know what I thought I'm going to do? I'm going to have Ted Nugent on the show.
Are you really?
Yeah.
That would be good.
Yeah, I'm going to call him.
Because he's definitely pro-guns.
Yeah, I mean, and I learned a lot when I was on his show, and I'd like to hear his opinion on what he thinks about everything.
Yeah.
I mean, he was president of the NRA. I don't know if he still is or not, but he was.
I don't think he's a president
anymore. He was at one point. Or he's on the board.
Really? Yeah.
But I thought he was president at one point.
I don't know.
I know he was definitely on the board, but anyway, yeah, I think it'd be cool to have him on.
Yeah.
And then... maybe someone on the other side and have them just debate.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be cool?
Yeah. In fact, they had him, Ted Nugent was on the front page of USA Today a few days ago when they were debating the gun control thing.
Really?
Yeah, they had his picture there and quoted him and stuff. Hmm. And yeah, he's a staunch supporter of guns, you know?
Yeah.
But I don't know. It's a very controversial thing, you know? I mean, I personally don't understand why people need to be armed, but... You know, I mean, how many people... They say that more people die from the accidents of having a gun at home than, you know, criminals and shit.
That's not true.
So, I don't know, man. I don't know. You never know.
I know. We were taught properly. My dad has a lot of guns.
Yeah.
And we were taught, you know, they were locked up in a safe, first of all.
Right.
And then, well, actually, except for one or two of them. But we knew where they were, and we were told not to open the drawer or go near... I mean, they had a safety on, you know, and I don't know if they were loaded. I'm not really sure. But they were, we just not to go near it. And my dad trained us, but we learned the respect of the gun when we were young. Like we knew what it did. We knew what it was for, protection, where it was in case something happened, you know, like just, you know, we were trained that way. I don't think that's any, like if you were raised that way to like, this is here for protection only, and this is what a gun does and this is what, you know, and then you took a shooting when we were younger, hunting and stuff, you know? And so we knew how it worked and what it was and what went on and, you know, not to touch it. It's only, you know, for crazy emergencies or kind of thing. And, you know, we never went near it. I didn't even go near the dresser.
Right.
I was like scared. Like, what if I like, you know, open the drawer?
And yeah, you know.
And it wasn't. It wasn't even like, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, I knew where they were.
Yeah.
But it's like how you raise your kid.
I guess, know? Yeah. You know, so you were raised to accept guns as part of your life. You
yeah.
know? I mean, I never knew anybody who owned a gun, so it never oh. occurred to me to own one.
Right.
You know. But then again, many people own guns and they don't tell other people about it. You know, it's not something you go around telling people.
Oh, my dad tells everybody.
Really?
I'd like to see the person who would try and break in our house. I'm just saying.
Yeah. Huh?
You know, someone actually tried to break in once. I will say this. This was a while ago. My dad was away, and it was my mother and my sister and I. My brother was away, I guess, too. And the alarm went off, and I don't know, crazy ass me goes and gets, you know, my field hockey stick and a knife, and I lock my mom and my sister in the room, in a bathroom inside the room, and mm-hmm. I was like, fuck this, I'm going downstairs. I hear someone in the house, I'm gonna get them out. I know it's crazy, but that's just what my reaction. So I was also in like police training at this point for the. So
you felt qualified.
I did, even though I was not at all. Anyway, so I snuck down through the house because I knew where the stairs creak and what don't, and I wanted to assess the situation because someone like was through the basement sliding glass door or whatever, and we have 3 or 4 sliding glass doors in the basement.
Mm-hmm.
So it was the one on the very end. So I like kind of snuck all the way down and peeked around, and it was open, and I was looking around, and it was interesting. And then I finally was like, okay, I'm gonna listen, just listen and see what's going on. And I did, and I don't know. Basically, I started hitting shit, and I was like, oh, I have a sword, and I have a gun, and I'm gonna like, it was just, I was so stupid.
Yeah.
But it, like, protection mode came in to protect my mom and my baby sister.
Right.
I think I was like 18, 17, 18 at the time. So my sister was 11 years younger.
Yeah.
So it was like, protect.
Wow.
You know, like, that mode. She's like 6 or something.
Wow.
6 or 7. Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah.
Stupid.
You got some balls on you, let me tell you.
But yeah, even if my dad were there, yeah, you're getting blazed. You're getting totally blazed. Yeah. He pulled a gun out on my friend. He thought they were like breaking in, and I forgot to tell him that I was leaving.
Mm-hmm.
Probably shouldn't be saying this on air. Whatever.
Okay, then don't say it.
No, it's kind of funny. So basically, like, you know, when I was younger, I couldn't date, and my parents are so strict, and they would hang up the phone if a guy called. Like, it was ridiculous.
Whoa.
Yeah, it was so ridiculous. I'm like, that's about homework. You're embarrassing me. Anyway, I was older at this point, and I was going out, and I forgot to tell him that I was leaving.
Right.
And he was in the one room watching TV, and he saw, I told my friends to turn the lights off when they came in the driveway, because I didn't want them shining through the house, because the driveway goes on a slant down towards our house. And we're the only one that has that driveway. So, like, if you're coming down the driveway, it's for us.
Right.
So the lights went off. My dad saw the lights go off. He was like, what the fuck? Goes and gets the gun, goes outside and meets him at gunpoint.
Wow.
I am up in my room still getting ready, and I'm like, you know, putting on lipstick, brushing my hair, whatever I'm doing. I don't know. And I get this phone call saying, your dad's holding us at gunpoint. Will you please come outside and tell him that we're really here to pick you up? And I'm like, oh, shitballs. What? So I go downstairs and I'm like, Dad, what the hell are you doing? What are you doing? And he's like, I just want to make sure, you know, it wasn't anyone some person trying to break in. And I'm like, okay, I get that now. But now that they told you they're here to pick me up, can you, like, put it away? Then it was just a point. Then he was just trying to prove a point. And I'm like, okay, you're freaking me out now. Stop. And he's like, it's kind of funny. Well, now I know they won't kidnap you. And I'm like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. Yeah.
Oh, wow, that's, man. Those stories.
Up, you know, growing up in an Italian family, this
yeah,
is what happens.
I would imagine, yeah.
Yeah.
Both your parents Italian?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Full-blooded, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty much. A little crazy.
I had to bring this up, though, on a different note, but I guess this dental assistant was fired by her dentist because she was too irresistible to him. So what happened is, I guess, his wife...
That's happened to me.
And him, really?
Yeah.
So I guess she feels it's unfair, and they were going to court about it, but the court ruled against her, saying that it was totally legal to do this, you
right.
know? So I guess the...
she should get Gloria Allred.
Yeah. I know, but, You know, I guess, I don't know, maybe if you found it distracting in something, you know, I can understand that. But look, some of the things he said to her was amazing. He told her that, like, you know, if he, something to the effect that, you know, if she saw a bulge in his pants, that she was dressed too provocatively.
Yeah, I've been told these things before. It's actually very upsetting. Like, I was like,
I'm sure it is, you know.
What do you want me to do? Paint my face? But I like my job. This is ridiculous.
Right.
It's happened so many times.
But this has more with the way she dressed, I guess, and he's told her many times.
But I don't always believe that. Because I will say that, you know, I would not dress, you know, we were in uniform,
right,
you know, for some of the jobs I was in. And, you know, it would be like a t-shirt, and he would just say things like that, and I'm like, well, I don't. You made the shirts. I don't know what I'm gonna do. Like, should I get a large? You know, like I don't know what I'm gonna do. Like,
yeah.
It was just weird. Like, I was putting a lot. I mean, now I know. Like, at that point, well, I did step in as Bridgetta and say, if you don't want me to tell, then you're gonna give me this. That was a whole other story. Right. But I've been in weird situations. I've felt very strange at times. And actually, recently, this is something that actually happened, which I'm not going to name names or where, but a very well-known university/hospital center here in L.A.
Uh-huh.
I was going there for my eye doctor. And my doctor actually told me he could, and I've been going there for years. And, I mean, I wear, like, sweatpants when I go in there. You go to the doctor. Like, I don't think. He told me he actually could not be my doctor anymore. Because he was so turned on by me.
Oh,
no, I'm not kidding. He had a full-on conversation.
He told you that.
He had a full-on conversation about it. And I was like, what? And he's like, I am so turned on by you. And he gave me his number and was like, I'm actually giving you to another doctor because it's not in my professionalism to, you know, which was cool to see you anymore as my patient. And I kind of want you to call me. And I was like, what? That's not happening. What?
Wow.
Like, he's married too.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this is so weird. No. Like, what? I was so blown away because I was not expecting
it. So inappropriate for
the
doctor.
It was just so odd. And so he did. He pawned me off to another doctor. And I'm like, that's so weird. So weird. An eye doctor. I mean, I was given it was a very high up place. But I was literally like, he's like, you turn me on, this and that. I just get so excited, you know. And he's like looking down, and I'm like, I'm not looking there.
Yeah.
There's no way.
You see, that's the thing, though.
It was so weird.
Yeah. And that's what I have a problem with. It's like, it's a problem of the guy, you know.
Exactly.
I mean, it's not a problem of the girl.
Yeah, and I did not. And I used to come in there with my boyfriend at the time.
Right.
Like, he knew that. My boyfriend would sit outside or come in the room.
Right.
That's what was even weirder. And I'm like, what? It wasn't like I was doing anything. It was just, I was so blown away by it. Exactly. And so it's a problem of the guy.
Right.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, just tame yourself. Then figure it out.
Yeah.
I don't know. I honestly think people should, here's what I think. Ready?
Yeah.
I think more people should study the art of sex. No, I'm serious. I know you're laughing at me.
I'm not laughing.
I'm being serious.
Yeah.
The art of sex. Uh-huh. Because if you studied the art of sex, you would have more respect for sex and wouldn't just be some horny dude who's going to hump a wall every time you see some chick walk in that, you know. I'm just saying, like, because there is an art, you know, the Indian ancient arts of tantric sex. There you go. If everyone were to study that, then you would not be humping your computer system after you've turned on the computer and saw some chick on it.
Yeah.
Whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm being ridiculous, but I really think that maybe people should study the art of sex, honestly.
Yeah.
That would be control.
Yeah. No, you know, I mean, I think that, you know, when men are like that, it's the same thing like in Islamic countries, you know, where they made the women cover themselves up and stuff so the men wouldn't be turned on.
That's not fair.
You know,
that's
bullshit. Of course it's bullshit.
Right.
You know? But that's the thing. So they put the burden on the women, you know. And so, look, I mean, I can understand on the one hand, maybe his wife felt threatened or something. But at the same time, you know, I don't think it's fair, but it's not illegal.
I'm going to say, you know, like I said, I really feel that guys should study the art of sex. Like I said, I think maybe it should be something taught like India, you know, like India, like you don't have all these. You have a lot of crime in India, like stealing and whatnot, but you don't have like. I don't know. I mean,
I don't know. They just had a gang rape that people are demonstrating about all over for days.
Yeah. I mean, if you study the art of it though, then you wouldn't like it would literally stop. It would stop a lot of this. Mm. I feel it would. You would
possibly
learn how to contain.
So what's that? A book? The Art of Sex or what?
I don't know. I'm sure it is.
What is it?
Just
no,
because
you said you have to learn the art of sex.
I mean, so many guys don't. So many guys are horny dudes who walk around and, like, literally, I don't know. I mean, I should not be getting in this conversation right now because I'm half wasted still. But yeah. I'm saying so many guys do not know how to control themselves at all.
Right.
At all. And if you go around to, okay, like Europe, for example, and, you know, there's topless beaches. That's normal. Right. You know, there's topless commercials. That's normal. It's not like over here, the way we're raised is like, oh, God, it's nudity. Oh, God, cover up. Oh, whatever.
Yeah.
It's because of that. So when you see some girl who's topless or something, it's like, oh, God, it's wrong. So, like, therefore, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I don't know what I'm trying to say, but I know what I'm trying to say. But there are so many guys who don't know how to control themselves. It's just pathetic.
Yeah. No, that's true. You know, to put the burden on women is just, you know, it doesn't make sense. You know, I mean, the thing is, the woman can dress however she wants. But then, that's what I'm saying. At the same time, it's a place of work, you know. And if he feels it's not appropriate, then he's her boss.
It doesn't matter. What if she wore a sweater? He would say the same damn thing.
Maybe. I don't know. They're talking about the way she was dressing, but you're probably right. It's just the way that she looks, you know.
Well, I hope she was smart enough to take pictures of what she actually was dressing that day at
She claims that she was wearing scrubs, so that's what I don't understand.
Exactly.
You know? Yeah, what the hell is that?
Exactly. Because, again, like, she's wearing what she's supposed to wear to work. It's different. I've been in situations, so I totally understand.
Right. Yeah.
Again, horny men, go contain yourself.
Yeah.
Seriously.
No, that's true. That's true. But you don't know. I mean, you know, for men, it's like, it's hard because it's your biology, you know, and it's your makeup.
Then go study.
And you see a beautiful woman and you go crazy. You lose all kinds of,
all
sense of reason.
All right. Either then you need to go hit the field and have sex with as many people as you possibly can to get out of your system.
Yeah.
Or go study Tantra where you can contrain yourself and use the sexual energy to, I don't know.
Well, that's what most people do is they contain themselves because you can't really act on these things and get away with it, you know. Although there are, you know, people that call themselves sex addicts, you know.
Yeah.
I think every man is a fucking sex addict. Are you kidding me?
But it's not just men. It's women, too.
Yeah, women, too, I guess. But men behave differently, you know. I mean, men are, like, on the hunt all the time, you know.
They are always on the hunt. But then there's a lot of people that I know, like, my lesbian friends, maybe they're like considered like dudes, who are on the hunt. They're on the prowl all the time. I'm like, oh my God, can you just contain yourself?
Yeah.
I get it.
I know. I was hearing about all the drama last night. I'm like, oh fuck, man.
Oh,
that's
God.
Too much, you know? Too much bullshit.
Oh, jeez.
Now, let's see, a couple more things. In Philly, I guess the schools plan to give out free condoms.
Okay.
What do you think about that?
Cool.
Yeah, it's a good
thing,
because
they're going to do it anyway.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I don't understand all these years. You know, they've been saying, oh, it's going to promote sex and stuff, but the kids are having sex anyway. They might as well have safe sex.
Exactly. No, I agree with that. And my whole thing is they're also closing down a lot of Planned Parenthoods. I don't know if you're aware of this.
No, I didn't know
that.
Oh,
yeah, and I think it's completely wrong because there's going to be a big problem with, you know, because kids...
Yeah.
Kids are doing it anyway, exactly, no matter what. It's not like you're encouraging a child or kids in high school. You know, you're not encouraging high school kids to have sex by having condoms that easier access.
Right.
They're doing it anyway. And look at all the young teenage pregnancies that are going on more and more nowadays.
Right.
Good. Let them hand the condoms out. They should be handing birth control out.
Yeah.
Honestly, school nurses maybe should be.
I think so. That's a place to go. I mean, where can a high school kid go, you know?
Planned Parenthood. But now they're being closed down. There's not enough funding.
Yeah.
I
think the schools should have that. You know, I really do. And the thing is that people should get not so uptight about sex and take it seriously and deal with it realistically.
I remember when I was younger and I had that talk with my mom and I was like, I don't know, I was all embarrassed. Like, I couldn't talk to her.
Yeah.
You know, and so I was like, okay. And my girlfriends were going to Planned Parenthood and, you know, I was like, thinking about having sex. Like, I was like 17 and I'm like, I wonder, you know, I wound up going to Planned Parenthood. That's what I did.
Really?
Yeah, because I couldn't talk to like my mom.
Yeah,
you know,
I know.
It was so weird. they're so strict, you know, and so old school, like I just couldn't. So I was like, thank you, Planned Parenthood. It was there, you know, and nowadays that they're being ripped away, then give condoms out in school. I think the school nurse, like I said, definitely.
Yeah.
Prescribe birth control.
Yeah.
As an option.
Yeah. You know, it's the same thing with the legalizing marijuana. You know, they're saying, oh, kids will, you know, it'll be more easily available.
No.
And kids will. Well, kids are fucking smoking it anyway.
Exactly.
You know, just make it legal so they don't have to go in back alleys and shit.
There's actually a whole movement, I think I mentioned this before, going on where people from the actual sheriff's department are going around because they want it to be legalized.
Right.
Because it'll actually help stop a lot of other crime.
It will. It will, I think, you know? Yeah. But people don't understand that.
No, they don't.
So, you know, but you, the nice thing is you have some former law enforcement officers, even former sheriffs, who will tell you that, you know, we lost the war on drugs.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. I mean, there's so much that's going on. Like, I know they're not even, oh, my God, this is going to start playing again. I'm really sorry. I don't know what's happening. I don't know why.
All right.
Okay.
Well, tomorrow we're going to have someone on the phone who have come up with a sex toy for women, and it, I don't know if you've ever seen it. It like rotates.
Do we get one?
I didn't get one. I can't believe she didn't offer one, but I'll have to ask her for one.
Oh, it's my birthday.
Yeah, I know, but she didn't offer one. I was trying
to
make
it. Wait, I don't even know what it is. What is it?
Yeah.
It's a thing. I just want it.
It rotates in like a circle, and it's got like little tongues on the end of it, you know?
Okay.
And it just rotates, so it's supposed to give you like oral sex and stuff. It's really unusual, but apparently it's won awards
and
shit.
Maybe I'll just give it to one of my lesbian friends.
Yeah, I think they would love it.
Any woman
would love it, yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's pretty cool. And I mean, it looks unusual. That's why I wanted to. Okay, we'll tell her on the phone tomorrow.
I will.
She won't have a choice.
Yeah. I will hold her word to it.
I know. I mean, I would like to just see something like that. But I'll tell you all about it tomorrow. You guys
can see it
online and everything. All right, Brigetta. Well, hopefully you'll your head will clear up a little bit.
I'm good. I'll be fine. I have my vitamins. Going to hot yoga. I'm good. By the way, did you see the action movies I posted last night?
No.
I just looked at
them. Oh, yeah. The movies we made. Of you exploding.
I forgot we did that.
So funny.
Because I just got this iTunes thing saying, you bought this app, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, oh, yeah, I forgot. I wanted them all unlocked.
Yeah.
So I kept buying them all, like happy click, hacky click. I mean, I don't care. It was like $1.99 each,
Whoa.
But whatever. It was funny. I'm looking at it now. It's on my Facebook, and I'm like, oh my God, I posted them.
Yeah. But it's funny though.
People think I'm so weird.
Yeah.
But you know what? I'm totally gonna start posting these a lot more. Why not? This app's great.
Yeah. It's true. It is. It's funny.
Be prepared for one later today.
Yeah.
Just might happen.
Check out Brigetta's page. You can see the video. It's like videos with like suddenly there's a missile arriving from somewhere and exploding.
There's missiles, there's alien attack, there's tornadoes. Tornadoes are really good one. I forgot that one. But the only thing is I forget there used to be a way where you could let it play out for a minute and then you hit it. So there's the scene going on and then all of a sudden it comes. This one's like too quick.
Yeah.
Well, actually, it's not. It's the person that was filming it. Thank you, Ivan, for filming it. But you didn't. You were happy clicker. And you're letting it...
Everybody fucked it up.
Yeah.
All right, everybody. Thank you all for joining us. Make sure to join us tomorrow. And we'll see you then.
Bye.
You have been listening to Sam in the Morning with Brigetta, which airs every Monday through Friday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Sam in the Morning with Brigetta is an L.A. talk radio production where we say what we want.